Let's just recite these wordings. Let's not sing it. We'll recite it, then they will sing it for us again. Want to go, church?
I believe you are who you say you are. You do what you say you will do.
You will come true.
You are always able.
I believe you are always in midway. So I'm running through parted ways, straight to you. You are always faithful.
Now, do you really believe what you just read? Do you really believe that God is who he says he is? And he will always do what he says he will do? He said, you will come through. For who?
For me.
For me. For me. I think this song, I don't know whether I'm the only one the song is ministering to. But let's just sing it for one more time. Just one time. One, two.
I believe you are who you say you are. You do what you say you do. You come true. You are always faithful. I believe you've already made a way. So I'm running through parted ways, straight to you.
Bless you because you are always faithful. This morning, Lord, we pray that you open your word to us and bless every heart here this morning. Let your word, O God, be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Grant, O God, that our faith will be strengthened in you. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. The church don't like saying amen. Our time is fast spent, so I'll go straight to the word that I have for us this morning. By the grace of God, I'll be sharing with us on the topic, the audacity of faith. The audacity of faith. The audacity. Thank God we are in an elite community. I don't need to define terms. So if you want definition of terms, later you meet Pastor Chooks. He's computer person. He will define the term. So the audacity of faith. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28 is where we read. The audacity of faith. Now that story is a very familiar story in that Matthew. A woman that came to Jesus with a baby, and Jesus healed my baby, and the Bible says Jesus kept quiet. You know, sometimes something that is very painful is when you are in dire need and you run to somebody you feel can help you and the person is quiet. Have you tried talking to somebody and you are talking thinking the person will respond, and at the end the person just look at you like this, just come off it? It can be very painful. And so Jesus kept quiet. And as if that was not enough, the disciples came and said, ask him to go away. He is disturbing us. And instead of Jesus asking the woman to go away, he turned to the woman and said, I did not come for you. What does it mean? Like, I'm not ready to help you. Say, I didn't come for you. I came for the lordship of Israel. You are an outsider. And the Bible says, the woman still didn't give up. The woman didn't give up. And the woman said, please, help me. And then Jesus looked at her again and said, Kai. What did Jesus say to her? He said, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. I like that NKJ. He said, to little dogs. Not even mature one. Puppy. To little dogs. Pastor Chooks, if you want to put that statement straight, what is Jesus addressing that woman? Say, you are a dog, right? And the woman still didn't give up. And she told Jesus, he said, even though I am a dog, I agree. I don't even want to eat from the plate. I want to eat the crumbs. Maybe if not me, I go say, no problem. May my picking just die one time. Just keep this your miracle for yourself. Say, Christian pastor, you go to visit him. He say, wait. I've been waiting for the past 3 hours. What is he doing in the office that he cannot come out? Then just give them small anointing like this. They don't show body. But they called him hard dog. The woman was there. And then Jesus made a statement in verse 28. Verse 28. He said, then Jesus answered and said to her, oh woman, great is your faith. I pray for you in the day of adversity, your faith will not fail you. Great is your faith. The part two of this message, I'll be talking on just this verse. Great is your faith. And that will be on Wednesday. So if you want to hear the part two, come to Star Fellowship. If you cannot come to Star Fellowship, then you'll hear it when it's recorded. But this morning, I'm looking at the audacity of faith. Just the part one. Faith is a vital component of the Christian walk. A vital component of the Christian walk. Without faith, Christianity is worthless. Worthless. What makes Christianity what it is faith. Is faith. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible tells us that all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. Therefore, nothing is possible where faith is lacking. Nothing is possible. Nothing is possible. If all things are possible by faith, it means the absence of faith makes things to become what? Impossible. This morning, to him that believeth, there shall be a performance. That's what faith does. It brings about a performance. The Christian life is also impossible without faith. The Christian walk is impossible without faith. The Christian race is impossible without faith. Victory as a believer is impossible without faith. Without faith. And that is why faith is audacious. It's authoritative. Like that woman, she refused to let go. And her persistence, Jesus addressed that persistence as great faith. There's nothing that Jesus saw different from her persistence. Even though a lot of things has been thrown at her, the woman refused to go. And Jesus called that persistence great faith. The persistence is rooted or was rooted on the person of Christ. Not on something else. He called it great faith. As you stay with God, as you stay with his word, your faith will not fail you. The circumstances may look dire, they may look discouraging, but faith does not look at the circumstance. Chaplin told us that faith is not hope, but faith is what brings what you hope into reality even before it comes. Hope keeps it in the future. Faith brings it in the now. Hope says, I'm hoping my son, my daughter will be healed. Faith says, my son is healed. He's not saying my son is healed because he wants to sound okay. He's saying my son is healed based on what is written. By your stripes, we're healed. And that is why faith is not a positive confession. Faith is a word confession. Because it's based on the written word. If you're still with me, say amen. Amen. This morning I will share with us briefly on 7 significance of it. Why you need faith as a believer. Why faith is indispensable in your life, in my life as a believer. Number one, faith is the highway to the Most High. Is the highway to the Most High. You cannot access God without faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. So the highway to God is the highway of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. If you don't believe that he is, you cannot come to him. You can't come to him. Number two, faith is the translating force of the Spirit. Translating force of the Spirit. That's what faith is. Faith is a force. It's a spiritual force. But not just any kind of force. It's a force that can translate. It can pick an individual from the pit of hell and translate him into the kingdom of light. That is what faith can do. God bless you, Ma, for your testimony. Do you really believe that God can do what you just testified? So it's faith that translates a man from a sinner to a saint. If you believe with your mouth the Lord Jesus and confess in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be translated from a sinner heading to hell to a saint heading to heaven just by placing your faith in the finished work of Christ. At one moment, Paul was a terrorist. And within a twinkle of an eye, Lord, who art thou? I am Christ that thou persecutest. What shall I do? Just that statement translated a terrorist to a preacher. Because he placed his faith in the God. No man receives transformation whose faith is not rooted in the word. It is your faith in the word that brings about transformation. When you see an individual living the same way year in, year out, it's because the fellow has not really believed the word. The word has the capacity to transform. It has the capacity to translate us to what God wants us to be. But it will lose its capacity, its power, if faith is lacking. Number three. Okay. All right. Let me give you a scripture before I move to number three. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. By grace you have been saved. Through faith. Grace. Hear me. Grace procures salvation. Faith receives it. By grace, God has released salvation to all humanity. But those that will take deliverance. free of it are those that place their faith in the finished work of Christ. Salvation is free, but faith has to be cultivated. Faith is not free, you cultivate it. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It means you must consciously pay attention to the word of God to develop faith. Amen. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 quickly. Colossians 1:13. Thank you, Jesus. He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us. Can you give us KJV, please? Delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He has delivered us, translated us. This translation can only happen when we place our faith. Is the deliverance real? Yes. But many can still be under the influence, the dominion of the power of darkness when they don't place their faith in this world. Somebody asked a question the other day. You see, how come if Jesus has done everything and has spoiled principality and power, how come we still need deliverance? Sir, we still need deliverance because there are a lot of people who have chosen to remain babies. That's the truth. And deliverance is to force those babies out of the dominion of darkness. He has delivered us, translated us, but there are many that will still remain under the dominion of darkness as a result of their ignorance. And when they refuse to place their faith in the finished work of Christ and refuse to believe that they have been delivered. And sometimes we preachers also compound the problem. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody saw one funny dream in the night. It has become a problem already. And fear takes over the person's heart. Let's not go into that because I want to finish these 7 points. Number 3, faith is a weapon of war. It's a weapon of war. One of the most potent weapons of the believer is faith. Is faith. Is faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians 6:16, please. Faith is a weapon of war. He said, above all. He was talking about the weapons of our warfare. Then he went on to say, above all the weapons I have mentioned. He said, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the shield of faith. A shield is a defensive weapon, and it's also an offensive weapon. Oh yeah. A lot of us don't know that a shield is an offensive weapon. We only think that it's a defensive weapon. It's also an offensive weapon. At least I have watched 300. And I see how they use shield. Remove the shield to now movie. But with a shield, he destroyed many. We use the shield to quench the fury darts of the enemy. The arrows of wickedness. The arrows of sickness. The arrows of depression. The arrows of oppression. The arrows of satanic attack. The arrows of witches and wizards at night. They are quenched by the shield of faith. Somebody hearing me say amen. Take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. Until you are a fighter, you don't become a winner. And every fighter must know how to use his weapons. Every fighter. Somebody say, life is a warfare and not a funfair. And as a believer, you must understand the weapons at your disposal. You must be able to use them. And one of those weapons I'm introducing to you this morning is the weapon called faith. Everybody say faith. Say it like you mean it. Say faith.
In fact, the Bible says the only fight that is called a good fight is the fight of faith. He said, fight the good fight of what? Faith. That is the only fight called a good fight. That's the only fight called a good fight. The fight of faith. You cannot fight with faith and end up a loser. You can't. Faith is an ever-winning, never-losing weapon. Those that engage the fight of life from the standpoint of faith will experience that they are always winning. After this message, you will no longer lose any battle. Number four, faith is a vital necessity for pleasing God. A vital necessity for in fact, you cannot please God without faith. If you hear me, say amen. No? You can't please God if faith is not in place. You can't. You say, oh, how do I please God? We labor and do a lot of things trying to please God. Hear me, brothers and sisters. One thing that pleases God the most is faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For without faith it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. What? When it means impossible, it did not say without faith you may try small. He said it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. Genesis 4, 3 to 5. All right. He said, and in the process of time, this is about Cain and Abel, the story of Cain and Abel in the Bible. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Quickly, give us Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. Why did God accept the offering of Abel and reject the offering of Cain? Some people say because Cain brings small yam when get maggot inside, and Abel brings fat ram. It may be true, but look at how the Bible puts it. Let's use the scripture to explain it. Now look at what the Bible says. By faith, everybody say by faith. Say it like you mean it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. What made Abel's sacrifice to be pleasing and acceptable? Because he flew from the platform of faith. Time will fail me so that we dig deep into that scripture. But maybe we'll do that another time. By faith, Abel knew exactly what kind of sacrifice that will please God. By faith. By faith. And I conclude, sir, man, that your labor, your sacrifices, your offerings, your tithes, your outreaches, and everything that we labor in the house of God, if it is not flowing from the platform of faith, is effort in futility. It is faith that makes our offerings to please God. It is faith that makes our services to be pleasing unto God. What shall it profit me to render services in the house of God? Amen. Applaud me. Yet, God is not pleased. I sing and men say, wow, that's a beautiful singing. Yet, God is not pleased. If you want to please God with your giving, your sacrifices, your services in the house, then it must flow from the platform of faith. Number five, faith gives validity to prayer. Faith gives validity to prayer. Validity to prayer. Ah! Mark 11:24. Without faith, prayer is nothing but noise. Noise. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, do what? Believe. Believe. That's faith. When you pray, believe and you will have. It gives validity to prayer. Prayer giants are faith giants. Praying without faith is a total waste of time, sir. Ma. A total waste of time. You just finish praying and you just step down. You are doubting what you have already prayed. You have invalidated your prayer yourself. You pray and you pray, and we see you in the place of prayer. You're charged. And when you go out, the statement that comes out of your mouth is different from what you just prayed. You have invalidated your prayer yourself. The power of prayer lies with faith. Lies with faith. If your faith is in order, your prayer will always move mountains. Somebody say amen. It will always move mountains. A prayer warrior without faith will end up miserable. Will end up miserable. Faith is what guarantees answers to prayer. James 1, 6 and 7. It guarantees answers to prayer. Sama. Without faith, your prayer is a waste of time. James 1, 6. You say, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Anything of the Lord. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Church, amen. Do you see faith? Can you see faith now? All of us are sitting down here. Can you see my faith? You cannot see my faith. Can you see my doubt? You cannot see. Can you see my fear? What's the color? How big is it? You can't see. You see, faith is an attitude of the heart. Fear is an attitude of the heart. Doubt is an attitude of the heart. So that's what the Bible says. If you ask and do not doubt, where? In your heart. That's where the battleground is. In your heart. In your heart. Number 6. Faith is the foundation for morality. Oh, I love this. The foundation for morality. Your moral character, your attitude, and your view to life, sir, ma, is shaped by your faith. You cannot be holy if you don't believe in holiness. You can't. You cannot live a life of purity if you don't believe in it. No, you can't. You know why you are still struggling with lying? Because you feel lying doesn't matter. After all, people lie for Bible. What happened to them? So your moral character is shaped by your faith. By your faith. You know why a lot of people are still struggling with immorality? It's unbelief, sir. The problem in the garden, the fruit in the garden, the problem with Adam and Eve started first in doubting God's word. No, Eve did not just pick the fruit and eat. Before she ate the fruit, she started rationalizing God's word. Unbelief. And that is why I strongly believe that the unforgivable and the unpardonable sin is a sin of unbelief. You cannot rise beyond your faith. You cannot grow as a believer beyond your faith. It's what you truly believe that shapes your worldview. You look at life based on what you believe. Based on on what you believe. There are people that are here on earth, and yet they say a lot of things concerning the Christian faith and Christ and all that. But a fellow that just came back from the moon 2 days ago, the first thing he came down and said is, "Thank you, Jesus." He said, "If you don't believe that this Jesus is real, you better do now." He has been to the moon. He just landed. And the first thing the conclusion he brought when I was watching them yesterday is that Jesus is Lord. And you just get first degree. Oh. They rationalize God's word like saying, "Are you right now?" Hallelujah, church. Oh my God. You are as spiritual as the strength of your faith. And you are as worldly as the strength of your faith. A lot of people are living worldly life. Worldly lifestyle, so to say. Why? Because they don't even believe in this thing they call holiness. Let me shock you. There are people in church that even though they are in church, they don't believe in holiness. They don't. You see, you know why some people don't give offering, don't pay tithe? They say, "I don't believe God, this thing has anything to do with my blessing." So your worldview, how you live your life, is a function of your belief system. I can dwell here for the next 1 hour. Your belief system. It's important that you believe right if you want to live right. If your belief system is not right, you cannot live right. You can't. You can't. You can't. It's only when your belief system is right that you can live right. I think it's number 7 now, right? Under number 6, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the Bible says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so he say." As he believes in his heart, that's what flows out of his life. Number 7, faith is the victory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, faith is the victory. Faith is not a victory. Faith is not the path to victory. Faith itself is the victory. That is what the Bible says. It says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory. So, man, if you want to live a victorious life, your belief system must be in order. Your faith must be robust. Your faith must be addressed as great faith. And every one of us can grow to that level of great faith. And I pray you will get there. I will get there in Jesus' name. As I wrap up, I've been shouting faith, 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 faith. What is faith? Let me give you a simple definition I have about faith. I know the chaplain has given us a good study on this, but let me give us a simple definition about faith. Faith is an expression of confidence in God. Full stop. A practical expression of confidence in God and His Word. That is faith. That is faith. That's why I said we should sing that song earlier. Do you really believe who He says He is? It means even if God will not change the situation, He is still God. Even if it's not going to work, that does not invalidate the power of God. Oh, I love Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He says, "Sir, even if our God will not save us, we are not going to bow down." Church, praise the Lord. We are not going to bow. So faith is a practical expression of confidence in the word of God, in the person of God. How can God come to somebody one evening and came down to him? He said, "I am going to destroy the world. I want you to start building an ark for me. that, and then tell the people that I will destroy the wall. And the person say, yes, sir. And the person say, God, when? God did not tell him. How? God did not tell him. He said, just build an ark. This is the size of the ark. This is the wood you are going to use. This is the material you are going to use. And this man started building an ark and telling people that God will destroy the wall. For how many years? 120 years, sir. Yet, this man did not lose confidence in the word of God. 120 years building an ark, believing that the flood is going to come. All the people laughed him to scorn. I'm sure some people he was even telling died. And then one day, suddenly, what has never happened on earth happened. Just like today, people are saying it's impossible. That has never happened. Scientifically and blah, blah, blah speaking, it's not possible. But never has it rained on earth until that day. The heavens opened and rain began to drop. And the people were surprised. What is this new stuff? And the Bible said that the channels of water down broke loose. So it was coming from up and it was coming from down. And the whole earth was flooded. But what I'm trying to drive at is that a man stood in confidence for 120 years. He never gave up his confidence in the word that God has spoken. Brother, sister, if God has said it, just believe it. And if you believe it, I can assure you that that will settle it. Bow down your heads as we pray. I believe. Roshi brili mangaton de leketo jagaleteska. Rapa paroto suvrele mekunti kapata katalaba. Eze kunte kele boshi galagalaba sante kele doska. In datuta parala doson tokologa do boshi galegelebede. Rekento si bregatondi akatalaba galashka. Basunte ketendo logoto shi lagadabande keteske. I want you to pray in the language of the Spirit as that song is going on right now. The Bible says, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up your faith this morning as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, I want you to pray in the language of the Spirit. As that song is going on, pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Boost your faith in this morning by praying in the Spirit. Boost your faith this morning by praying in the Spirit. Don't be casual about it. Boost your faith this morning. We are faith boosters and we are faith busters. Boost your faith this morning by praying in the Holy Ghost. Rakatala bregelega da ba da ba da ba da. Masheke tola banda kateli bregela doshanta. Your faith is being built up. Your faith is being strengthened. Your faith is being energized. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. That fear is giving way. That anxiety is giving way. That worry is being dissolved right now. That mountain is being dissolved right now. God is taking care of that problem right now. God is taking care of that problem. That mountain is dissolving. It's dissolving. It's dissolving. It's dissolving. It's dissolving. That challenge right now, God is handling it. God is taking care of it. God is bringing peace to somebody's heart. He's ministering peace to someone right now. That confusion is gone. It's gone. That confusion is gone right now. It's gone right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. That confusion is gone. Light is shining on your path. Light, light, light has come. God is giving you light.
yes, 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 that burden is lifted right now. That yoke is being broken right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That a long awaited miracle, you are receiving it right now. Right now, right now. One more minute in the language of the Spirit. One more minute in the language of the Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Where you were rejected, you are being accepted right now. The oil of favor is flowing towards your direction right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are, just lift up your hands if you can. Break every chain. 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 One more time. Break every chain. 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 As your hands are lifted right now, surrender to God. Those chains have been broken. Amen. Those obstacles are going away. Amen. Scripture say, in His presence, mountains melt like wax. Every mountain on your path right now is melting.
Amen.
It's melting.
Amen.
It's melting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Celebrate the Lord right now.